So, now that you guys have done the whole 45 minutes, how did it go?
Made a lot more sense.
You think to be less disagreement?
I don't know.
I don't know if we were off or not. I didn't know if we were off or not.
Well,
Kayleen's
not here, so... Kayleen probably inverted. I'm not sure. She's not here, so I don't know. But I've alerted her to the problem of the negative correlation. So if you take her out, everybody was very highly correlated, but of course there are differences. So we can look at the various people's individual individual pile numbers and see . So, for example, with item one, now we went over item one yesterday, or last week, and we thought that the difference would change after having everybody doing the session. But as you can see, there's still some very wide-ranging differences in that first item, right? Which is... Child expresses negative feelings toward therapist.
It's not open.
CPQ.
Where do you open this?
Oh. We were just meeting with the CPQ, so I'm all turned around here. Does that look better? He shows his thoughts and feelings in the way he looks and acts, but he does not talk a bunch about what he thinks and about how he feels. Okay? So, apparently watching the whole 45 minutes didn't do much to get us to see eye to eye. Because... So on the one hand, you have Vera and Kayleen, and somewhat Adama on the one side of the room. Actually, you guys are on the one side. Kind of. Kayleen's not here, but Adama and Vera. And on the other side of the room, you have people like Naomi and Michael.
Of us are in 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, but there are some extreme responses.
We talked about it last time though.
We talked about it without the benefit of everybody seeing the entire session.
I'm leaning closer to Vera now.
I'm still not.
Let's see, where are you? You're at 5. Okay, so the extreme low people are moving up. Is that it? You were very persuasive last week. So I guess that item didn't change from looking at the entire session. Right?
I think so.
You change it from what to what? Do you remember
if
what?
Here I had 8, I had 1.
You had 1, so you changed it dramatically. Okay. All right. So people did change according to what they saw for the rest of the session. So we look at some of these others. That looks pretty good, actually. Item 2. Item 3, except for Atama, is the outlier. Item 3 is, he is a warm person and responds with kindness to other people. You didn't think he was very kind or warm. He's a real asshole. That's what he was.
It was
a
girl.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she. Yeah.
I don't think she was an asshole. I just felt like when she responded, her responses were like snappy. Or like, she was just kind of like cutting her off and just trying to get it out there. Okay, let's go back to what we're doing.
She was bossy.
Yeah.
She was bossy.
I see that. Like, based on, you know, it's like we don't know any background about this girl.
Right.
All we have is what we
That's
see
good.
This.
You don't want to know any background.
Right. So, like, I can see how one might think that.
Well, I also thought because, like, in the scene when she was role-playing with her mom, and it was just like, she's kind of, like, demanding her mom, like, I need to do this, I need to do that. It's just kind of really like, frustrating, so I was like, you
know. Zed. Persuasive.
I mean, I don't change my mind.
Now let's see. You had a 5.
Yeah.
So you're within 2 of Atama, but there are some people like Michael who had an 8, and Naomi, Kayleen, Anna, Angel, and Veer all had 7s. I'm toggling between a whole bunch of different documents here, but she is a warm person and responds with kindness to other people. And those of you put 7 or 8 thought she's a warm person and responds with kindness to other people. Atama just gave a very compelling argument that she's not a very warm person and she didn't respond to kindness to other people. So there's a conflict here. How do you guys resolve it? Okay. Which means what?
That I'm wrong.
No.
Wait,
what?
Is that what you meant?
No, I think there's elements of both in the child.
Yeah.
Which speaks to why I put it in the middle. But I think this is really hard. Yeah, it's. I agree. I think this is really hard.
Was this supposed to be easy?
No. But, like, if you think about it, putting someone in a category on a scale is hard if you only have so much information. You don't want to misjudge them. But the point of this exercise is actually to somehow put them somewhere.
Yeah, the point of it is to view something, a phenomenon, an observation, similarly across people. So we call that inter-rater reliability. So the two independent people can see things the same way. Then you could really argue that anybody who's trained can see something the same way. If you can't agree on an instrument, if two independent people trained can't view an observation in the same way, then the instrument's not really worth using. You can't use it. So what we're trying to do is train on this instrument so that we all see things the same way, but if we keep seeing things differently, then the instrument is not usable for the kinds of research that we want to think about doing. And I'm not sure whether this instrument, as far as I know, has never been used with psychotherapy sessions. This is the first time it's ever been tried. Might fail. That's part of the excitement of doing research, that when you're breaking into new frontiers, you might fail at it. It might not work out. It might not pan out. It might be that a 45-minute snapshot is not enough time in order to rate these 100 items. I would argue that, well, that might be true, but
most of the items are going into the middle piles anyway. Only half the items are really going into the outer piles. So you're really only talking about 50 items. And can 50 items be be reliably rated in a 45-minute session? I don't know. I think it's really more likely than 100 items. Really, really talking about 50 items being reliably rated. 50 of them are automatically going to go in the middle piles. So, but when you have some people viewing a characteristic as a trait as uncharacteristic, and then some people viewing it as characteristic, you've got, if everybody put them in the middle piles, I don't have a problem, but some people put it in the uncharacteristic piles and other people put it in the characteristic piles. That's a wide dispersion there. So it's a large discrepancy, and we have to ask, why did we do that? And is there did somebody miss something? Did somebody not see something going on? You know, those are the questions, what to look for in the videos. And we can play the video and
pull it up just for a few
short
samples.
Now, anybody off the top of their heads think of a place where she wasn't very nice, or near the beginning, near the end, near the middle? Near the middle?
She's playing house, right? Pretending like to be a mom.
Even before, like, she's kind of sarcastic with the therapist, because the therapist will ask her questions, and she'll like, how did you do that? She'll like, I learned directions. Like,
I don't
that
know.
That sounds mean to me.
When
watch that,
going,
actually.
I don't remember
thinking about it like that.
She just ignores her.
She just ignored her.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem warm and... So far, I'm agreeing with Adama. Now, was this part where she is sarcastic before or after this part?
It's in this part somewhere, but I don't know what time.
Okay.
So how did you do that? She's like, I don't know.
Now they're working with Eagle.
Owl.
Was it? An owl. What's that?
I was just like thinking the act of like deconstructing an owl or like digging out the bones is kind of aggressive. Like, take it out.
It is, but you know, hold that thought for Danielle's class. This is more empirical and research oriented. I mean, I agree with you. If we were doing something more, if we were in supervision together, which
but
we might be next year, who knows? That we would talk about that. It is.
More like the glee that she associates with it.
Yeah, it
like
is.
It was a school assignment, but she's so excited about it.
Right. How many children would actually bring this particular assignment into a therapy session? I mean, leaving all that aside, we have to just look at how she behaves and what she says. All right. So would the directions come and be before this, before she starts?
I have no idea, honestly.
Okay.
Maybe, because she had to get something open. And she's like, you did it.
Okay, sorry.
That's how it is.
I mean, she told her that she needs to shave. You know, that's just like, you need to shave.
What?
No,
not to the person.
Okay, where was that?
That was to the person.
She said it to her? Then who was she saying?
She said it about how it carried out.
Oh, okay.
Because I was just like, that's so rude. Oh, God.
I don't remember that.
No? It was like further up. I don't remember that part. Because I actually laughed at that part.
See, if you were a woman, that would mean more to you.
You're not a not selling it to me. She's not through.
Hmm?
She doesn't want to do this.
She holds up very well. Very impressed.
It's coming up. Which one of you said you would go near this?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, maybe I just need more experience.
Or something.
That's where you would say, I'm out.
Well, it looks like an ash for his melon, I think.
Hmm. Did she just blew her off?
She keeps doing that.
That's rude.
She's concentrating doing something.
But yeah. wants the interaction, because she's like, come on, do this with me.
Yeah.
The shaving part is coming.
Hmm?
So the shaving part is coming.
It is?
Yeah.
They certainly have periods where they get along. She wears a glove and the therapist doesn't.
I don't think she was offered it.
Yeah. It's kind of mean.
I feel like she's kind of telling her, like, everything, like, I know everything. This is a rat, this is a bone, this is the teeth.
So she's getting along.
Yeah.
We'll call it warmth, but.
She saw my eyes towards the grandmother. The grandmother was like, no, and she's like, okay, I won't do it here.
Yeah. Is that comment coming up again soon?
No,
I went back.
I don't think you went back. I think you went forward instead of
backwards. Oh, I did. Okay.
Yeah. Are you looking for the directions one still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's not on this, it's after the role play.
Hi. No, I don't. I think that.
It's so much
better.
What? It gets so good. Like,
yeah.
It gets so interesting as it goes on.
Oh. You know, I don't see any, like, anything remarkable that says, you know, she's, like, really mean and
mm-hmm.
warmth is uncharacteristic of her. I don't see it. I mean,
okay.
She might have made one sarcastic remark.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, one swallow doesn't make a summer? I said that
yeah.
last week. Also,
what was that?
You missing. Also, you said that you thought you misinterpreted what she said. You thought she was talking about the therapist needing to shave
mm-hmm.
when others interpreted that she was referring to the owl.
Yeah.
And I think it's more likely she probably was talking about the owl than the therapist.
Okay.
All right. I don't think this therapist needs to shave, by the way.
Yeah,
so that which leads me to think that she's probably referring to the owl, right?
Yeah.
Or the rat inside the owl. So, would 5 work for you?
5 work for me.
All right. So, moving right along. Kayleen, I mentioned that if you look at the correlations.
Yeah, I sent you a new one. I know what I did.
You know you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you interpret the uncharacteristic as
yep.
characteristic and vice versa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent you a new Excel sheet.
Okay. All right. So you're familiar with that from
yes.
class? Yeah. Okay. So then we can look at this as if
These are plus signs and not minus signs. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's when you invert the
yeah.
ratings, so if one is 9 and 2 is 8, etc., then the correlations are the same. It's just the sign changes.
Mm-hmm.
So the correlations then become positive. But they're still fairly low, so we need to figure out what we're trying to do is to get everybody on the same page and see things the same way. So, what I like to do when I lead a coding team like this, I just look at the various items, and if there are items where agreement is pretty straightforward, I skip them, and then when there are items where there's like tremendous disagreement, we can linger on those. For example, number 8, Mike put it in 1, and then we had a couple of, and so did Vera, 1 and 8. And then Anna and Angel put it in 7.
Is that 8?
I made a
yes.
comment about
8. Okay, let's hear it.
Actually, I just wrote that. 1's acknowledged.
8. Item 8. He likes to keep her thoughts and feelings to herself.
I think it just like piggybacks off of 1. Like when I thought about 8, I considered 1.
No, I actually consider each item independently of all the others.
But I thought of it like she likes to keep her thoughts and feelings to herself.
Mm-hmm.
So did we speak about this being characteristic? Like, 1 is almost not the same thing, but he does not talk much about what he thinks about how he feels. So he likes to keep his thoughts and feelings to himself. It's like kind of the same thing.
But he shows thoughts and feelings in the way he looks and acts. That's the difference between items 1 and 8.
But he doesn't talk about it.
So it was characteristic in 1. So why is it not characteristic in 8, you know?
It could be with certain people. So did this girl show her thoughts and feelings in the way she looked and acted?
No, we agree that she did. I mean, she was... Yeah. Right?
No, I was in the middle.
Yeah, we were...
Yeah.
Some people were in the middle, some people were...
Well, I think what we ended up agreeing on is that she did it sometimes and
yeah.
sometimes she didn't.
Yeah.
And so a middle pile was the most accurate
yeah.
response to that one.
I think 8 is the same sort of thing.
Yeah, no?
Well, let's...
Yeah.
Let me check something out here.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just explain something. The items that you guys are using are a revision of an earlier cue set. This cue set that we're using was designed to make the items read a little bit easier and more understandable. But, you know, it might be interesting to look at the original cue set and see how the original cue set is worded. So, 1 prefers nonverbal methods of communication. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. And 8 tends to keep thoughts, feelings, or products to self.
It's the same different thing.
Huh?
I just think it's like assessing sort of different things there.
Right. So if we go back to the original, this is how we should think about these items. Prefers nonverbal methods of communication. So like instead of saying I'm angry with you, going, which I've worked with kids who do that. So that's a nonverbal method of communication. Tends to keep thoughts, feelings, or products itself would be I might be seething inside, but I'm acting very calm. You can't tell what I'm thinking or feeling, right?
Well, I feel like with her, you really can't because she doesn't tell you what she's feeling. She kind of just keeps it in.
Okay, does she use nonverbal methods of communication?
But that's 1.
Right.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So, okay, so sometimes. So for 1, you might put it in the middle pile.
We did.
But in 8, you might put it in the uncharacteristic pile. Or characteristic pile, sorry.
Yeah, but it'll be like a 7, 8, 9, not 1.
Okay, right. So, but my point is, this is what I'm trying to say,
items 1 and 8 should be rated. Don't automatically think they should automatically both go in the same pile every time with every kid every session. They should be rated independently of each other. For example, in this very session, you rated her in one of the middle piles for prefers nonverbal methods of communication. However, you rated her in a uncharacteristic pile for tends to keep thoughts, feelings, and products to self. So in this particular session, you would rate these two items, you put them in different piles.
That's what I meant. When I said that I thought of eight as one.
That's what I'm thinking. You're going to put it in the same pile every time.
I don't have it on the same pile.
Huh?
I don't have it on the same pile.
Okay, so what did you mean?
What I meant was when I read it, I went back to our discussion that because I had thought that it was very uncharacteristic of her to, what is it? She doesn't talk much about what she thinks and feels. I thought that was very uncharacteristic of her prior. Okay, so she likes to keep her thoughts and feelings to herself. I don't know, I just went back to it and I remembered a discussion and I remembered that she doesn't talk about her thoughts and her feelings. She doesn't show it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you guys gave some examples of her not showing her feelings. Like she'll ask about her feelings, but she won't really discuss it. I don't know, I guess I thought they quoted.
Do you think, let me ask you this question. Do you think the way that these two items are worded in this version makes it easier to rate them or more difficult?
Than the other one?
Yeah.
More difficult.
I think it's this one.
Item one.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe I feel similar in this one, but I don't feel similar in the other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting too.
I noted that 58 was very similar to that question also. Like when I thought about 58, I thought about number 8 and I thought about number 1.
58? He openly shows the way he feels, whether it's good or bad. He shows his emotions openly. Similar. Let's look at 58 in the original. Is emotionally expressive, facially, gesturally, or verbally.
So those are kind of like...
Similar, nonverbal methods of communication can be any way, any kind of communication. This is emotion, strictly related to emotional expression. But I would agree that they're all somewhat similar. They're getting at similar types of experience with another person.
So number 8, it seems like it's talking about emotional expression and like... cognitive processes.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I rated her 1 because she was very vocal. She was thinking out loud. She was, you know, yammering sometimes.
She was what?
Yammering. Not necessarily, but no, she wasn't holding anything in.
Okay, so you.
Except for when. She would be asked questions and she would deliberately not answer.
Yeah,
but I don't think we can like look at just one or two instances.
But I feel like that happened a lot, where the therapist would ask questions and she would just keep moving on with what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I put it in the middle.
Yeah.
Maybe she has attention
deficit. I feel like up until like the end, maybe, like she kind of started opening up like with the diary and stuff like that. But it was like,
that's
like
the way. But it kind of like. It was and it wasn't, because she was interacting so much with the camera.
Can you go back to the list? Will the answer that?
All the answers?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, she was asking about, like, what would you write, and then, like, she gave, like, two answers, and then she started talking.
That's true, yeah. I feel like she said the most when she was upset about her mom taking the diary, or her sister.
Yeah,
she
was
that was when she showed the most emotion.
Yeah.
I think, since you all agree, I think that they're, like, kind of similar. They should be rated somewhat close to each other, no? But I just don't
sometimes
Vera,
that might be the case.
Vera, she, number 1, she put an 8, and then number 8, she put a 1. And to me, it's like almost the same question, but that difference is so big.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why it's so big.
So talk to Vera. You know Portuguese?
So I understand his one because at number one, he put a four. So his one is kind of closer to that four. So I kind of understand where he's coming from. But the eight and then to the one, what everybody else is like five, six, or six or seven, or you know, closer. That's what I don't understand.
Okay, well, she's here.
Yes, sir.
I think that it would be contradictory if item 1 and item 8 were in the same category of most characteristics or most uncharacteristics. I think that this girl is express his her feelings and her emotions. I thought about other children, and there are children who are so reframed, so
withdrawn.
And children in general, according to my experience, don't use to express her emotions and their emotions and their feelings in the same way that adults do.
Mm-hmm.
They express in other ways, and basically in their behavior. So I don't know. I think that this girl shows his emotions. It is not always complain kind with the therapist in all the moments, but in general, like in item 3, for example, he is more warm and kindness than aggressive or fighting. I remember I compared because we are assessing a child to evaluate if he is in the standard patterns or not, and in the group of children of my research project, we have two children who are very aggressive and express strongly their feelings and aggressiveness, and the other two who are very
closed up,
shy, and this girl is more close than that two who express her feelings, who express her emotions. So I think that she shows his thoughts and feelings in the way she behavior. And on the other hand, she
so
doesn't
would,
like
so
to keep his thoughts and feelings to herself. And that is because I put this item in 5-1, like him. I agree with him when he said that. I don't know if I could express what I think, but
does that help, Angel?
No, I think she brought up a good point, which, I mean, in myself, you know, like, it's a normal distribution. So, I don't think I was looking at it, like, in comparison to every other child. Like, I think thinking about that before you do the actual statement, like that.
Well, really, I hear what Vera is saying, but really, actually, you're describing it like a Likert scale. So, you're thinking about other children. Really, when you rate these items, you're supposed to rate them in relation to the other items, not other children. That's one of the things that makes Q sorting different from all other types of rating scales. You're rating the items in relation to each other. So how characteristic is item 1 in relation to other items, not other children? You're not rating other children.
I know this, but to interpret the item, maybe we have different understandings about each item.
Mm-hmm.
When a child shows his thoughts and feelings, how I understand this how you mm-hmm. understand you know in mm-hmm. this sense I talked about other children. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In terms of how we understand what means each item.
Mm-hmm.
When a child is considerate and thoughtful, other people. Because one time or two times she didn't answer the question of the therapist, I will consider that she is not considerate and thoughtful or no.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You're questioning how you would even understand the meaning of the item if you
yes.
haven't had any experience with children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think that one question which is present in this discussion and the differences in rating is the way in which one each one interprets
right.
the meaning of the item.
Right, right.
Sometimes with the CPQ in my group, we had to stop and to discuss how each one was understanding the meaning of the item.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there is one item in that procedure which says the therapist interprets the play of
mm-hmm.
the children, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in one session, the therapist interpreted one time in the end of the session, one time in the last minutes of the session. And some coders put the item in the most characteristic category, and others, like me,
least.
In the least characteristics.
Yeah.
And that was the discussion. It is a matter of quantity, or if it happened,
important
or
salience.
No,
yeah.
Or also these items in relation to the other items.
Right. Yeah.
And
people
I
understand.
Think here is similar.
Similar.
Yes. In some cases, because we have 100 and we can.
So, I mean, maybe it'd be worth us just talking on each item, going through the items and seeing if there are any questions about them.
About the understanding.
About
the
understanding
items.
Of the items.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the correlation between like people's answers, gifts, and itself, that's like how people understood the item.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you got it 1 and I got it 8, we definitely didn't see it the same way. But if everybody else got 7, 8, 6,
well,
so
okay, so the question is the mistake made because someone didn't see something in the video that someone else saw? Like, for example,
yeah.
Adama thought that this girl was saying, you need to shave, which I would interpret as she did. That's pretty hostile. But what others were saying is that what the girl really meant was she was talking about the owl or the rat, not the therapist, which means that she's not being mean and hostile. She could still be warm, possibly. So that kind of thing we could explain only by looking at the videotape. But then there are other mistakes that you're suggesting and Vera's suggesting that could be made because we're not reading the item the same way, which has nothing to do with the video.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would be helpful to read each of these items and talk about each item and see if there are any discrepancies in how we understand the item. Anna?
Last week, when we were talking about item number 1, I mean, I changed my answer because I didn't see it the way you guys did. Like when it says things and how, like how she thinks and how she feels, I didn't take that as something personal. Like I didn't expect her to say, I'm happy, but that's how you guys saw it. And so
mm-hmm.
I rated her completely different because I thought what she thinks is, like this is fun. Like that's what she thinks and that's how she feels. But you guys mentioned that she never mentioned she was happy. She never mentioned she was sad. So like we looked at it completely different. But then when I realized that she didn't mention her emotions, that's when...
But
like
if she walks around like stomping her feet, pounding the table, but doesn't say she's angry, I would also put this item in a characteristic pile. She's showing how she's feeling without actually saying how she's feeling. So if she did that, or let's say
You know, I know this girl fairly well, and in another session, she hides under the desk and doesn't come out.
The same child?
Yeah. She is expressing something, and I would interpret that as anger, but she actually doesn't say, "I'm feeling angry today." She doesn't do that. She's not the kind of patient who will do that. She's the kind of patient who will show you how she's feeling without saying how she's feeling. In that case, if she crawled under the table and refused to come out, you know, I would put this in a like an 8 or a 9. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Kayleen, you had your hand open up earlier.
I think
she
was just saying
that
it'd be good
idea to go
over them.
Okay. Angel.
So how do you see the second part of that first item? He does not talk much about what he thinks and about what he should. What does that mean to you?
If this patient goes around pounding the table, uh-huh, hiding under the desk, going over to the curtain and pulling it down, but doesn't say how they're feeling.
So they keep it inside.
They keep the words inside. They express the emotions, but keep the words in, like, if I went over here and I pour this down, what do you think I'm feeling?
I'm angry, but I don't say I'm angry. Do you look angry?
I don't look angry, sure.
So you keep it inside?
I keep the word inside. I don't say I am angry.
So my baby is the same thing. He likes to keep.
No.
I think what's important about this item is that what you're doing is you are breaking it up into two parts.
Yeah.
You can't. It's a whole item.
Yeah.
You have to look at it.
It's all one.
That's not just he shows thoughts and feelings and how he looks next, and then he does not talk about it. It's all one item.
It's all one item.
Think about it, number 8, like, if you're feeling angry and he's still pulling it down, he's kind of expressing his feelings, just not verbally.
First part,
right.
Yeah.
See, look at the original way that this item was worded. Prefers nonverbal methods of communication. I'm communicating something.
So if I roll my
nonverbal.
Eyes, yeah. You, if I roll my eyes at you, you know I'm.
Let's
eyes,
see it.
I
let's see it.
But
she's communicating something to you. She's communicating. She's upset with you, but she's not going to say.
Not really looking at her.
No, but I'm saying, like, if I roll my eyes at you, you know that I'm...
No, I understand, yes.
But I didn't tell you that I'm...
And the only thing that bothered me was the whole difference from 1 to 8. So it's like, I didn't get that.
Right.
I didn't get 1.
All right, so
yeah,
let's look at
we
8.
We all agree that it was kind of similar. I didn't get why it was so much.
Why is to keep thoughts and feelings to self?
We can move on, though.
you got it, or...
Can we check 58? Because he said it was similar.
No, but now I see, like...
Let's go over each item individually. I mean, we can continue... Actually, what we'll do is, what if I don't assign another video? Just really review these items very carefully and make notes and tell me what you might have questions about, and then we can continue this next week. You know, I'm not on any kind of timetable where we have to do this, like, by a certain date or anything like this. We can take our time with this. There's no... you know, expiration date. So considerate and thoughtful of other people. People, the operative terms here are considerate and thoughtful. Everybody know what considerate and thoughtful means?
Yeah.
How would a child express considerateness and thoughtfulness?
Everything sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for that one, I remember when she, playing with the owl pellets, whatever, she gives a toothpick to the therapist.
Right, we actually saw that.
Yeah.
So she's being, but on the other hand, she did not give the therapist a plastic glove to use.
Can you show me how one?
Yeah, or
she's
like,
I was hilarious.
I
didn't
even think
that.
I didn't even notice.
She
doesn't
ask the therapist any questions.
Like such as?
Like, the therapist were to ask her a question. Let's say, how was your day? She doesn't ask, how was yours? Oh, mine was good. How was yours? Mm-hmm. Like, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah.
No,
that's not always appropriate in therapy.
Though. Yeah, in therapy. And this is interesting. So it's something you don't know about therapy. You've never been in therapy, I assume. Patients don't tend to ask their therapists a whole lot of questions about themselves.
But we saw a session, no? And Well,
which
one?
One
of the children, had asked the therapist questions.
That's more.
Which one was that?
I don't know. I think it was like the.
Right.
Something more about the child.
Yeah, she was
Brazilian.
Oh, Vera's
yeah.
patient?
Yeah.
Did your patient ask a question about the therapist?
No, she didn't.
I remember.
It was in Portuguese.
No, but Vera had said she had actually asked, like,
a question about her pregnancy.
Baby? Yeah, don't she ask, are you
not
pregnant? It was a little girl. It was a little girl. I remember it was a little girl. She had asked.
We didn't see a video.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
it was
a little girl.
Her
dad
had
her
father
died.
Oh.
But I have the.
I don't remember.
I don't think
she didn't ask directly, according to. I remember. And that session.
Now, Vera was the supervisor of that case.
The session we watched was the third session. In that session, the therapist wasn't pregnant.
But there was a video where one was pregnant. She was
so what you're saying is that the patient was clairvoyant and could see into the future.
I think you might be confusing what she said about the therapist after.
That's what I was considering. That's my point. So I guess maybe I thought she did ask, and I thought it was appropriate to ask. I guess not. What did you rate? Two. I would, in the middle, think like being considerate or thoughtful in therapy is like maybe not lashing out at the therapist, you know, like that is common, you know, when you're mad about something, you'll lash out at the therapist because they're the safe person in the room. But I would, you know, person's really upset and they're not lashing out, I'd be like, oh, that is more considerate than, you know.
Or let's say a therapist is late.
Or, yeah. And
is 5 minutes late to the session and the therapist comes in and says, sorry, I'm late. And the patient says, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
So that could be considered considerate and thoughtful.
Yeah.
Why are you late? You're always late.
Yeah.
Not very considerate and thoughtful.
Like what she wanted to do, like as far as role play, she's like, you should pick who you want to be, and then they're just like, I don't know. She's like, no, go pick. Who do you want to be? I thought that was kind of considerate in a way.
Considerate. It's. I feel like it's definitely different between children and adults. It's like
yeah.
with the play.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, are they being considerate as they're like asking like what role to play, or are they being kind of passive and like anxious about it? And it's like hard to tell. I feel
right.
Like,
there was a moment when they played, the therapist was cooking, and the girl was taking care of a baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You, do you remember?
Yeah.
She was taking care of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's correct, but I understand this as a way of being considerate.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was babysitting the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree.
Yeah,
because
that
I put in the Sam.
Yeah, it's only considered thoughtful of the therapist. It could be of a pretend baby.
Yeah.
You know.
What she's doing. Right?
Yes, what she's doing.
And she says she likes caring for her little sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Were we eating?
Yeah, we were kind of the same.
So three, she's a warm person and responds with kindness to other people. We've talked about that. Saying that you need to shave is not warm. If that happened, if that really happened, then you would put this item in pile one. Very mean. It's like a sick burn.
Depending on what the other items are.
Well, it's true, depending on what the other items are, but that's so, like, outrageous. Gets along well with other people. People understand.
I feel like she got along well with the therapist, but she talked about problems she had with her sister.
Yeah.
She mentioned having, like, friends.
Yeah.
If she needed, if she can maintain friends, she can get along. That doesn't always mean.
That's what I was saying. Like, you know.
Just because she has friends, they might not really be your friends.
Wait, right there. You can't think beyond what she says. Okay, so if she thinks she gets along well with everybody, you have to take that at face value.
See, I only took that as she gets along with the therapist. She thought other people. Yeah. I just thought the therapist. I was going to be
No, no. We're
like everyone is not her.
She's
okay.
The
best
friend.
Everyone
yeah.
is not.
Everybody
is.
Yes.
And yeah, so like the therapist, friends, family.
Yeah, every we're opening this
yeah,
up
I mean,
to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the therapist. That's what I put in the middle, but she gets on with the therapist, but
okay.
She.
So some people she gets along with, other people she doesn't.
And she wrote about. She said that there's people she doesn't like.
Yeah.
In her diary.
That means she doesn't get along well with the
yeah,
people I don't
she
like.
Said, she
yeah.
She's writing her diary about the people she doesn't like.
All right, so maybe this would go in a middle pile.
I have that in like four.
Okay, for that item, no one should have put it 1, 2, 8, or 9. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Yeah,
did one of us do that?
8?
Yeah.
Because
she got
Angel
with her. She communicated well with
okay,
her.
But you see, we're opening up to everybody in
yeah,
this child's sphere.
That was nice.
Okay. So this is good. Thank you, Vera, for having us talk about these items just independently.
Because mm-hmm. I took rating it as like last week she put originally number 1 as 7, I believe. So it's like for every instance she does something, it's like you put it up and then you kind of take it away and then put it back up. No, in a way, because like I put number 4 as 7 because I feel like she does get along with other people.
Well, you're going to talk about the diary.
No, but yeah, but I don't know.
And
mean,
all the sick burns.
She won in the role play, like she didn't let her other friends win. I don't know.
In
this 7.
Yeah.
Oh, you put in 7 also?
Yes.
4?
Because
you put in 4?
No, wait, are we talking about item 4?
Item, yeah,
item 4.
I didn't need 6. So
I
no.
was
okay.
based on the, her relationship with the therapist.
No, but we're gonna open it up to everybody she talks
That's
about.
Hard.
Everybody now?
Okay.
Everyone she
but
mentions.
You can't.
Huh?
Everyone,
everyone
not,
she mentions.
Not like she doesn't say anything about her father, so we're not gonna
right.
assume anything about the father.
She calls
her sister
Donna
Queen.
It's
too.
Difficult to like everybody.
No, but. See, why is it not okay
to like someone and then get along with?
She gets along with some people and she does with others. So
yeah.
She go in the middle and a little pile.
Yeah.
4, 5, or 6.
No, 7.
Okay, we're going to do the 21.
We're going.
Wait, we're going in order. All right?
Yeah.
So this is good. This is good. So other kids look up to him or her and seek him or her out. Do you get any evidence for that?
No.
So where would we put it?
Middle
pile, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But in other cases, in other situations, do we know what that would look like? You know what I mean? You know what it means when other kids look up to somebody?
Yeah.
Seek them out for help.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine what that would look like, or what a child might say to indicate this item.
Or they might like to just go and hold the kid's hand. And
yeah,
want to be
exactly. Like, that would be an example. So how did 5 admired and sought out by other children is another way to think about it. Huh?
I don't know.
Name two?
Okay.
All right. Helpful and cooperates with other people. Helpful and cooperates. Helpful in the home. Cooperates with other people.
Not cooperating with therapists. I don't remember how I rated this. She's not cooperative.
They were
not
here
to talk about feelings.
She does not answer the therapist's questions.
She doesn't. But I mean, she taught like some.
I mean, they have
like
cooperative play.
Just there.
Well, that counts.
And I think I know. I'm like not trying to like say yes or no to any of these, but like point out the nuances in all of them. I don't know.
So you put a 4.
I put a 4.
But Vera. And Anna put a 7. Oh, look at this.
No,
now me and Michael put 9s. Wow.
She was so cooperative in her play.
Oh, 6.
Because because it's that helpful and cooperates with other people.
That part with the therapist when they're playing and she's like, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And the therapist is like, that kind of sounds like it's the mom's job. Isn't that my job? And she's like, no, it's my job. I don't know. There's just like,
that's not
maybe
cooperate.
That's her telling, you know. Like,
and now he says, oops. I see that expression. Oops.
I'm not saying like anything's right or wrong, you know.
No, you bring up some evidence that's contrary to putting it at a 9. You see that, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well,
okay.
She's helping her by the mom doesn't have to do that job anymore.
Yeah, she's
so close,
right?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying it should be a 1. But a middle pile? You put it in 7.
7, yes.
You still put it in 7?
Yes. Because I thought that she was helpful when she was taking care of the baby. They played together in the train station.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing together at the beginning of the session.
Mm-hmm.
in many moments.
Yes.
She was not isolated or doing something alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or doing nothing. I don't know.
That's helpful. So that's just cooperate.
What's the?
I think it was the first one where they helped
that,
cooperate.
Like the definition on the real one.
On the original.
Yeah.
6. Helpful and cooperative. Helpful and cooperative. You know, if you're cooperative, but can you be cooperative and not helpful? Can you be helpful and not cooperative?
I think so. You can cooperate with someone's demands, but that's it, and not be
helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of
sure, like I'm asking, asking for help, but then it's like I'm messing up, and she's just like, all right, get away.
Oh, my God.
I swear. There's the seeds lying, it was on you.
Oh, yeah, it's been in here all
day. It was on you, that was not on you.
All right, so
thank you.
So I think you guys understand this. He likes physical affection. Now it doesn't mean that there's physical affection that takes place.
See, that's what I thought.
No, if you like it. So let's say this girl says, "I love to be hugged by my grandmother."
Right.
She's not actually hugging her grandmother, but she says, "I like to be hugged."
That is one.
Huh?
That is one.
Well, if there's no evidence one way or the other, it should go in the middle pile.
Yes.
We don't know if she likes physical affection or not.
She would have been hugged and she would have been, "Why are you touching me?" Then that's going to be like a 1, right?
Or if she just says,
yeah,
you know, "I hate it when my grandmother hugs me. Can't stand it." That'd be a 1.
Yeah, I'll put that in the middle too.
Okay. So everybody understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Likes to keep thoughts and feelings to self. I think we beat that one into the ground. He makes good and close friendships with other people.
Yeah, she talks about friends, I guess.
Okay. What if she made some enemies?
Well, she talks about people she doesn't like. I don't know.
that wouldn't negate making good and close friendships. So you could put a 9 here, and you could put a 5 here,
yeah.
Right?
This makes good and close friendships with other people, not all people.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So you could put theoretically, you could put this in a 9. You put this in a 5 if they have some enemies. Okay. Let's do one more, and then we'll stop. So we can just say we did the first 10. His friendships don't last long. He changes friends a lot. Do you understand what it means?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His friendships don't last long. He changes friends a lot. I mean, well, we don't know that. That's true. We don't know if his friendships don't last a lot or if he changes friends a lot. We just know about the friends that she's with.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't say what the duration of the friendships are. So,
yeah.
Most people should have put that in the 5 pile. Let's see. 3, 4, 3, 7, 3, 5, 5, 4, 4. The 3's in the 7.
I don't know.
Well, because that was the other
you clipped yours, right?
Well, I, I'm looking at, I flipped it.
You put in three.
Now that I'm like, we're going to have to agree about it.
So, yeah, you were three
I
also.
I
okay.
That I would have put five. Where should I put five?
So the threes need to speak up.
Can I see that again?
Friendships don't last long, changes friends a lot.
So I put that in sort of uncharacteristic. And what is
right.
The most uncharacteristic?
You did not.
But she
to your credit.
She talked about, to my credit. She talks about friendships.
Yeah.
And she talks about playing with her sister.
Well, do we know how long those friendships last?
No, but do we know that they don't last?
No. Therefore, middle pile.
But I'm saying she talks about friendships in a way. I understand what you're saying, and I think it also comes into account of what else we think is more important to put into the middle pile, you know? And in comparison with what maybe we thought was more important to go into the middle pile, that just made its way to number three. But I don't.
That's what the four pile is for.
Well,
it's a middle pile, but it's a little bit less.
Who knows what we want to put in the more pile?
Yeah.
Like, we can't have that thing
so
today.
Yeah, I know. You can't. So we understand. All right. So for next week.
I was going to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were making like a. All right.
No.
So for next week, we had 90 items to go over. And if we spent a minute on each item, we'd go over 15 minutes. So we might have to extend it to another session. But anyway, I just want to remind you, if you want to go over something that we talked about in the team meeting, I am podcasting these. So, for example, this will go up in about a half an hour on my website. Huh?
What?
Did you say?
You did.